Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. Clap your hands for ye people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of God.
Just
mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
No!
Come on, let's worship him. Let's love on him. Hallelujah. Everybody sing Jesus. Bright as the morning star. it tells me so. It tells me so.
This conference, your host has joined.
They bow before your throne. All the elders cast their crowns before the Lamb.
Conference muted.
Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. This is Apostle Marco Brewer Boyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless the Lord for each and every one this morning. Hallelujah. Thank God for this Saturday, this Sabbath Saturday. We bless God. Hallelujah. And we give him all glory. Father, let your glorious rain fall on us. Almighty God, let us walk in your glorious blessings. Abba Father, your glorious mercy, and Almighty God, let us abide in your grace. Father, Abba Father, let your fire fall on us. Let your glory surround us 24. The Holy Spirit lead us and guide us as we worship you in truth. Your word says, they that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. Almighty God, our Father, refresh us in your presence. We need a refreshing, oh God. Refresh us. Almighty God, in your presence, renew our minds. Let the mind of Christ be in us. Transform our ways, Holy Spirit. Formation, transform our ways. Almighty God, as we walk with you, transform our ways as we worship you. Renew our mind as we walk with you and talk with you. Father, we need your presence 24/7. Almighty God, Abba Father, we surrender completely and totally to you. In the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And so let us raise our voices this morning and just begin to tell the Lord, thank you. Father, we thank you and we bless you. We praise you, Almighty God. We worship you. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We lift up the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your goodness, your grace, and your love. We thank you, Lord, for our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our spouses, our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. We thank you, Lord, for each and every one this morning. Under the sound of our voice, we say, thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you. We adore you, O God. We magnify your name, O God. Your name, O God, is awesome and is worthy to be praised. We surrender to you. Almighty God, have your way. We say thank you. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in this service this morning. Take preeminence in our lives. Let the kingdom of God come. Let the will of God be done in us. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Do what you do best. Glorify the name of Jesus. Teach us how to walk. Teach us how to live holy and righteous unto the Lord. Teach us how to walk in compassion. Teach us how to walk in humility. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, We surrender our hearts to you. We surrender our minds to you. We surrender our thoughts to you. We surrender our bodies to you as a living first sacrifice, holy. Oh God, unto the Lord, we bless your name. In the name of Jesus, we give you honor, we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. I'm going to read some scriptures this morning. And I want you to open your minds and your hearts to receive. And it's all about the Holy Spirit. So I want you to listen as I read these scriptures. You don't have to write them down. If you need them, you can inbox me or text me and let me know. But it's all taken from the book of Acts. And hallelujah. Keep your spirit open to receive from the Lord, because the Lord said to me, their hearts are willing to receive. As you read these scriptures this morning, they will receive from me. Hallelujah. Those of you who want to receive the anointing of the Holy Ghost, if you have not received it, if you want to, it's what you desire. God does not impose himself on us. So if you want to receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit by evidence of speaking in tongues, hallelujah, the Spirit of God is right here. All you have to do is open your hearts to receive in the name of Jesus. Acts 1:2, until the day in which he was taken up, after that, he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Acts 1:8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Acts 1:16. Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, by the mouth of David spake for concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. Acts 2:4. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Acts 2:33. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shared for this which you now see and hear. Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Acts 2:38, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Father, pray right now before we go further. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask you for your mercy. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we repent of all that we have done that's not pleasing to you. This morning we cry to you for mercy. Father, we stand in a gap for our family members, our children and grandchildren. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, that salvation must come to them, oh God. Let the Holy Spirit move upon their hearts and the minds, so that those in our families that do not know Jesus Christ can receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus. We open our souls and minds to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Acts 4:8. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, Almighty God, with your Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, like you did Peter in Acts 4:8, fill us up that we can be bold to walk and speak your truth, O God, in the name of Jesus, and do not hold back. Fill us up like you did Peter, who was timid and denied Jesus 3 times. But Lord, when the day of Pentecost came, he spoke with such boldness, hallelujah, and vigor, O God. Fill us up with the Holy Spirit, O God, that we will speak with boldness and vigor and speak the truth regardless of whoever it is, in the name of Jesus. Acts 4:31, and when they had prayed in the place where they assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, as they spake the word of God with boldness. Father God, fill everyone up with the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. We are together. We are assembled together in oneness. So, Father, we ask for filling up the Holy Spirit. Those who have received the gift of the Holy Spirit, Lord, we pray for a refilling. We pray for a refilling in the name of Jesus. Refill us, O God, those who have the gift and those who have not received, O Lord. Let them receive in the name of Jesus. Acts Ananias, why have Satan filled the heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, help us not to lie to the Holy Spirit like Ananias and Sapphira did. To lie to the Holy Spirit. And Lord, let us remove lies from us, O God. Take that spirit of lies from in us, uproot it in the name of Jesus, that we will not lie to the Holy Spirit, who will walk in truth in the name of Jesus, because the Holy Spirit is here to lead us and guide us into all truth in the name of Jesus. We will not lose our lives like Ananias and Sapphira by lying. Because God sees it, God knows it, and God hears it. Acts 5:32, and we are witnesses of these things. So is also the Holy Ghost, whom God has given to them that obey. Father God, we thank you for giving us the Holy Ghost, O God, the gift of the Holy Ghost, O God, so that we can obey, walk in obedience, O God. The Holy Ghost will make us witnesses of signs, wonders, and miracles. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, the Holy Ghost will make us witnesses to witness to others about Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit, guide us, lead us. Let us be witnesses and teach us how to walk in total obedience to Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. Acts 6:3, wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost, and wisdom, who we may appoint over this business. Father God, hallelujah. Even in this ministry, or in our lives, or in our jobs, or wherever we are, oh God, we want the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us, to pick leadership, lead us and guide us in major life decisions, O God. And we do not walk in our own will, but walk in the will of the Holy Spirit, that he will lead and direct us. He knows it all. And we will not run ahead of him, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, send us. Help us fill with the Holy Spirit and with the mandate, O God, in the name of Jesus. So help us in our walk with Christ, in the name of Jesus. Acts 6:5, and of saying, please that walk the multitude, and that your Stephen, a man full of faith, and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Barninas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch. Father God, let the Holy Spirit lead us when it comes to major decision in the body of Christ, major decision. Oh God, to choose men and women, stand on the promises of God, that faith will not waver, and those who fill with the Holy Ghost, as the Holy Spirit direct us. Let us not waver, and let us not pick these men and women on our own, but let us allow the Holy Spirit to pick these men and women to do the will of God, the work of God. Women and men filled with faith and the Holy Spirit. Acts 7:51, ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost as your Father did so do you. Father, in the name of Jesus, some of our ancestors' generation, oh God, they resisted the Holy Spirit because of their stiff neck and their uncircumcised. But Father, open our hearts to receive the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Father, even when the Holy Spirit move upon our heart, the hearts of our children and grandchildren who do not know you as the Lord and personal Savior, Lord, let them not be stiff-necked in the name of Jesus, and let them not have an uncircumcised heart and uncircumcised ears. Father God, let their hearts and their ears be circumcised so that they will receive from the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Acts 7:55, for he being full of the Holy Ghost looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. Oh, Father God, open our spiritual eyes. Open our spiritual eyes, oh God. Take us to another level, oh God, that we'll have visions and dreams, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Have a life-changing encounter with Jesus Christ to see the glory of God in Jesus' name. Acts 8:15, who when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. Father, we pray that those who have not received the Holy Spirit, O God, move upon their hearts, O God, and let them receive the gift of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Acts 8:17, then laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Take your right hand. Lay it on your heart. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, lay it on your head, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord Jesus, let your hand from heaven, oh God, from your throne room, extend your hand, oh God, and touch each and every one this morning that have not received the Holy Spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, touch them. In the name of Jesus, oh God, those who want to receive them, oh God, take away that stiff neck, oh God, stubbornness in the name of Jesus. Open their hearts to receive, oh God, in Jesus' name. Acts 8:18, and when Simon saw that through laying on under the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money. Father God, we pray that no one walks under the assumption that they receive the Holy Spirit by giving pastors, leaders money. Is a free gift from God if your hearts are willing to receive in the name of Jesus, Father God, and let no one use this gift to benefit themselves, to manipulate the congregation in the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit is still, he's all that he's truthful. So Holy Spirit, help us to be honest and walk in your truthfulness. Acts 8:19. Give me also this power, and whomever I lay hands on, he may receive the Holy Ghost. Father God, there's so many false prophets around that releasing these spirits that is not holy, that is not of God, in the name of Jesus. And we detest that in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, I ask you to anoint each and every one here this morning with your power and with the Holy Spirit, according to Acts 10:38. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Paul, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest has sent me, that thou might receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Father, let us receive sight, spiritual sight, and be filled with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Acts 9:31. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judah and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord, in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, were multiplied. Oh, Father God, let us be filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will edify us. Let us walk in the fear of the Lord, in the comfort of the Holy Spirit. And we pray for multiplication in the ministry, O God, as we walk with you, O God, as we are edified, O God, as we walk in the fear of the Lord and walk in the comfort of the Holy Spirit. We pray for divine multiplication. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, and he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. God was with him. Father, in the name of Jesus, anoint each and every one this morning, O God, in the name of Jesus, with the Holy Ghost and power, and let us go about doing good and healing all that are oppressed of the devil, for God is with us. Those who have not received the gift, O God, let them receive the Holy Ghost and with the power, and let them go about doing good and healing all that are oppressed of the enemy, for God is with us. And those who have received the gift, some of us who walk in the gift of the Holy Spirit, fill us up to an overflow, O God, that we fill us up with the Holy Spirit, and let us walk in your power, go about doing good, healing all that are oppressed of the enemy, of the devil, for God is with us. Acts 10:44. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. Father, as I read these scriptures, as you told me to, Lord Jesus, let the Holy Spirit, everyone who has not received the gift, who is willing to receive, O God, in the name of Jesus, by hearing the word, in the mighty name of Jesus, let the Holy Spirit fall, in the name of Jesus, as they hear this word, in Jesus' name. Acts 10:45. And they of the circumcisions who believe were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also were poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. Father God, thank you for extending the gift of the Holy Spirit, Father God, to the Gentiles, to us, O God, engrafted in Christ, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you for the circumcision of our hearts. Thank you for the faith to believe, O God. And thank you for pouring out the gift of the Holy Spirit upon us. Acts 10:47. Can any man forbid whether that these should be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? Oh, Father God, pray also for water baptism and for the Holy Spirit to baptize us with fire, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I, as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them. And as on us at the beginning, Father, open our hearts to receive and to be filled with the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Then remember I the word of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Father, in the name of Jesus, let each and every one of us, O God, be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Let us be refilled, O God, with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Let us receive the baptismal of the Holy Spirit. Acts 11:24, for he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord. Father, as we walk in your goodness, fill with the Holy Spirit, O God. You, the Holy Spirit, will lead us and guide us. The Holy Spirit will empower us to do what is right in your sight, O God. So, Father God, we pray for fullness of the Holy Spirit, that we will walk in this fullness, have faith and believe in the name of Jesus, so there can be increase in our lives. Acts 13:2, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work wherein I have called them. Father God, we pray for divine instructions from the Holy Ghost when it comes to the work of God in every area of our lives. We let us open our ears to receive divine instructions from the Holy Spirit to know what to do and what not to do. Acts 13:4. So they're being full, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost to Lycia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. So Father, as you do your work, O God, let us, Father, the Holy Ghost, O God, in the name of Jesus, empower us as you send us different places to speak the word of God, to speak the gospel, and lead others to Christ in Jesus' name. Acts 13:9. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him. Hallelujah. Fill us up with the Holy Ghost, O God, that we will set our eyes on him, on Jesus. Acts 13:52, and the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. Fill us with joy, Almighty God, on this morning, an unspeakable joy, and with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Acts 15:8, and God, which knoweth the heart, bear them witnesses, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us. Father, you know the hearts of each and every one of us, O God. Father God, let our hearts be circumcised so that we can receive the gift of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name and a refilling of the Holy Spirit. Acts 15:28, for it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, let the Holy Ghost continue to lead us, direct us, give us divine instructions in the name of Jesus. Acts 16:6. Now when they had gone through up Phrygia and the region of Galatia and were forbidding of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. Father, let us be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. When he says, don't go, don't go. When he says, go, go. Let us open our ears so that we don't make mistakes, oh God. That we will be sensitive to hear the Holy Spirit and do what he has called us to do. The Holy Spirit gave directions to the early church. And let the Holy Ghost give us directions where to go preach, where not to go preach, where to minister, who to minister. Let the Holy Spirit, we surrender to you. You lead us and guide us in Jesus' name. Acts 19:2, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as we heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. Father, from new believers in Christ Jesus, Father God, let them be taught, because we are in the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. So we pray that there be teachers who will teach new converts about the Holy Spirit, and that they will receive the Holy Spirit to be empowered to do the work of God. Acts 19:6, and when Paul had laid his hand upon them, the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let the Holy Ghost fall upon those who are willing to receive, O God. Let them speak with tongues and prophesy in the name of Jesus. Oh, God Almighty, lay his hands upon each, every one of us, oh God. We pray for that we'll speak in tongues and prophesy according to the will, plan, and purpose of God. In the name of Jesus, Acts 20:23 says that the Holy Ghost witnessed in every city, saying that bonds and affliction abide me. Father God, let the Holy Ghost lead and direct us as we preach the word of God in every city, everywhere, everywhere we go, oh God, that people will receive Jesus as the Lord and personal Savior. Acts 20:28, take heed therefore unto yourself and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost have made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. Oh, Father God, we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for every apostle, every pastor, every prophet, every leader, oh God, in the name of Jesus, will watch over the flock, watch over the congregation, the flock which Christ has made us overseers. In the name of Jesus, and we will feed the church, the undiluted word of God, which in the name of Jesus, Jesus paid the price. And we thank God. We thank Jesus for his precious blood, the price he paid. And then Acts 21. And when he had come unto us, he took four girders and bound his own hands and feet and said, thus says the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owneth the girder and shall deliver him into the hands of death. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that we'll open our ears to receive warnings from the Holy Spirit. Again, that the Holy Spirit will tell us what to do, what not to do, which way to go, which way not to go, and that our heart will receive from the Holy Spirit. And the last one is Acts 28:25. And when they agreed not among themselves, they departed after that Paul had spoken one word, well spake the Holy Ghost by Isaiah the prophet unto our fathers. Father God, he said, in the last day, I will pour out my spirit of all flesh. And so, Father God, I pray that this morning, Lord, that you empower each and every one of us, oh God, and that, Lord, that we be filled with the Holy Ghost. And, Father, those who have not received the gift, that they have received the gift of the Holy Spirit, Lord, do not let this weekend pass, oh God. Father, God, those who are receptive, they don't even need to be in church. The Holy Spirit can come anywhere, anytime. In the name of Jesus, open your heart to receive the gift and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Those who have the gift, let the Lord fill us up, empower us as we walk in his truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Get your Holy Communion ready. Hallelujah. So we can seal this stuff this morning. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, we thank you. Spirit of the living God, we thank you. Hallelujah, we thank you, Holy Ghost. We thank you, Holy Spirit, we thank you. We bless your name. We praise your name. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for the blood. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Prepare for your Holy Communion in Jesus' name.
Invalid option.
There's nothing worth more or could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord, I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your prayer.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you to bless the Holy Sacrament. We ask you, Lord, to turn it from the natural to the supernatural. We pray for healing, deliverance, restoration, those that are going through different things in their lives, oh God, in the body. Father, we pray for complete and total healing in the name of Jesus. We pray for restoration. We claim all the benefits, the protection of the Holy Spirit, of the Holy Communion, the unlimited blessings and breakthroughs in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Refresh us, heal us, deliver us, restore unto us the joy of your salvation. Thank you for each and every one, Lord. I pray this morning that you anoint each and every one here this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, embrace each and every one in your love. Oh God, you know what they stand in need of. We ask you, Lord, to give them their heart's desire according to your will, plan and purpose for our lives. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this Sabbath morning. It's so special. God, in the name of Jesus, amen. For I receive of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, before we even come to this, we ask for mercy. Let the blood of Jesus wash and cleanse each and every one of us. Let there be no hindrance in the name of Jesus. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. We partake of the bread which represents the body of Christ. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake of your water or juice that represents the blood of Jesus. Often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord, unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that he come not together under condemnation. And the rest will I set in order. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the Holy Sacrament. Receive the unlimited blessings, the hidden blessings, the mystery blessings of the Holy Communion, O God. Every single blessing we receive in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you for this time in your presence. We thank you. We lift up our offering. Oh God, the Sabbath offering. This is such a special offering today, oh God. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, we lift it up. We ask you to bless the offering, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for multiplication and fruitfulness, not only in our lives, but in the lives of our children, grandchildren, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father, we thank you for even providing. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we bless your name. We thank you for helpers. We thank you, Jesus, for financial blessings and overflow, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that we have wisdom. When you bless, when you are blessing us, we use financial wisdom, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, thank you for such a life in the body of Christ, oh God. Father God, we thank you for all those who have released offerings, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for their lives. We ask you to continue to take them from glory to glory, strength to strength, favor to favor, oh God. In the name of Jesus, so we give you the glory and honor. Father, we pray for the Sabbath blessing to come upon each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, to this day, oh God, we receive the Sabbath day blessing in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord. Name we pray, amen and amen. Happy Resurrection Weekend. Happy Easter is tomorrow. We bless God for each and every one of you. We thank God for again for Sis Antenna and Sis Mariama. We bless God for you. I pray that you all are having a great weekend with you. This weekend with your birthdays and Mariama with all your family. We bless God for them, and we pray for each and every family member that's there with you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray a special favor and blessing upon Mary Emma's children and all our nieces and all those that came to celebrate, oh God. I ask you, Lord, to release a special blessing upon them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, as they have come to celebrate with the aunt, with the mother, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray overflow of blessings. We pray favor, oh God, that you shield them with favor. You protect them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that you give them the desires of their hearts according to your will, plan, and purpose for their lives. In the name of Jesus, I pray for breakthroughs and breaking of barriers, oh God, that no door will be closed to them, oh God. I pray open heavens upon each and every one that's with her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, oh Father, even her children at home, oh God, and her mother, oh God, and Father, I pray that you bless them, oh God, and that they have walked on the open heavens, that they never lack, oh God. Protect them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray for whatever businesses that are in, touch the business butterfly, it, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, I pray for fruitfulness, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that it took that time to come to celebrate with her. Oh God, bless them exceedingly, abundantly, above all that they can think or ask of. In Jesus' name, and bless it. Oh God, sister, their family, her children. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, pray, Lord, that you would take them from glory to glory, strength to strength. We pray for unity, oneness, and peace in the home. We pray, oh God, to shield them with favor, oh God. We pray that your perfect will be done in their lives, oh God. We pray that they walk under your open heavens in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for sister, and we thank you for Sis Mariama, oh God. Glorify yourselves in their lives. Glorify yourself in their lives, oh God. Be thou glorified. Let others see the glory of God upon their lives. And they let others see that they will look at them and come to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior. I release the blood of Jesus on their hands. Bless the work of their hands. Everything they touch, oh God. Let it turn into prophetic gold, oh God. Anoint their feet, oh God. In the name of Jesus, be with them, guide them, and protect them and their families. In Jesus, amen and amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful and blessed day. Amen.